This week on Indian Times, the Comanche National Museum and Cultural Center recently opened an exhibit on the Comanche Code Talkers. Phyllis Waharaka Tosi is the executive director of the museum. She said the exhibit is a way to honor and educate the public about these often unsung heroes. During World Wars I and II, the United States military used select Native American servicemen to relay secret battle messages based on words from their native languages. These groups came to be known as Code Talkers.
These 17 men went to training in Fort Gordon, Georgia, and during this training, they developed their own code. When they developed their own code, they then found out later on, one of the Code Talkers stated in their memoirs that they heard that they were going to go across the Big Pond. Well, that eventually did come true, and they landed on Utah Beach. And it was Larry Saulpitty that transmitted the first code when they landed on Utah Beach. And after that first code was transmitted, they continued to move throughout Europe, transmitting codes in their native language of Comanche. And we're here at the Comanche National Museum to talk about their heroic works.
From the article that I'd read, it said that they might get congressional medals. Is that still in the works?
Yes, that is still in the works, and it's my understanding that it's supposed to be later this fall. Comanche Nation Chairman Wallace Coffey mentioned that it was going to be in the months to come.
The Code Talkers were pledged to secrecy about the role they played. Sometimes not even their families knew.
There was one family that I contacted probably about 5 years ago as we began doing research on the Comanche Code Talkers, and it broke my heart to hear her say that she didn't know her father was a Code Talker until he had passed on. So that was very disheartening for me to hear that. She wasn't familiar with Bill Meadows' books on the Comanche Code Talkers, so we sent her, you know, one of those books. So it was a great honor to be able to talk with her and even talk with the descendants of the family Code Talkers. You know, at our opening, we had over 1,100 people attend a two-hour opening. We honored the descendants of the Code Talkers, their immediate family member. There were two spouses of Comanche Code Talkers that are still living. There are some siblings. And one of the items that we debuted was Larry Saulpitty documented 365 days. He had a journal about their training. And so we developed a 15-minute production piece that highlighted some of those memories. And I can tell you that the response that I received from the family is that it brought tears to hear about their loved one that has passed on and what they were training for and what they were preparing for. And this has never been seen anywhere before except here at the Comanche National Museum.
Now, can people come there and see that film?
That's something that, you know, we did for the opening. We are working on that. If you're familiar with our facility, we don't really have a large facility. We don't have, you know, that type of capabilities, but we are working on trying to develop a small room to where we're able to show it through the duration of the year. But right now, it's just not possible because we do not have the space. However, we do have an interactive inside the gallery that's state-of-the-art. Nobody has it anywhere else, and it's an interactive, and it takes you back on what it would have been like to be a Comanche Code Talker in World War II. That's a unique interactive. We utilized the people here. We utilized our archives on what some of the words that the Code Talkers used, and a lot of the research was coming specifically from Charles Chibitty and some of the works and the archives that we have in the words. But it's a two-minute interactive that you're able to come into the gallery and see.
Here now is an excerpt from an interview with the late Charles Chibitty.
There's no word in the Comanche language about a tank. Wasapa is a tiger, and a tank, we call it a wakare, a turtle. Ita wakare, tabu wakatakimar, namsu zukaviara wajazibari kwet kumek. He said, this turtle is coming down the hill, bro. Get that bazooka and come knock him out. And if another Indian was to hurt as a Comanche, he probably would say, what they talking about, a turtle coming down the hill, bro? Shoot him with a big bazooka. But that was a tank, yeah. And the machine gun became a sewing machine gun because there was no word for machine in that gun. Tawo is a gun. And we said, tachakana, that's a sewing machine. And put that tawo on there. Tachakana, tawo, tamakana, make what good. Sewing machine gun is really shooting at us, so we're talking about a machine gun. And the one we talk, we laugh about is P-47 fighter plane. How you look with the nanny was at the park, it's at the nutter at 47 airplane that fights. That's a P-47, that's the way we say it. But we could not sell bomber. One of the boys come up with this one. Dad and I go fishing, we cut a big catfish open. It's full of eggs. That bomber up there is just like this catfish. It's full of eggs. So we call it a pregnant airplane because it's got all them eggs and bombs in it. So it worked. It doesn't know how to park. It said, Tamawaka Dakimara Namsochukopopi Wonoka. He said, this pregnant airplane is going to drop the bombs on a jump in that ditch. Hurry up.
The Comanche Code Talkers exhibit will be on display through August 2014. This is Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.